Mary King is a woman from Britain who has coached some of the best singers in the world.
Oh, really?
She also lays claim to the fact that she could take anyone and turn them into a singer.
Okay.
So if you can't sing, she's actually doing a workshop next Saturday, which got my attention.
Okay.
And it's at Edith Cowan University. So you go there for the day, she teaches you to sing, and then you perform in a concert.
How good's that?
That night. I mean, you can't do any more than that.
Yeah.
She has actually taken a girl who was a checkout operator at Tesco, who'd never sung before, and she became a massive star.
Really?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing she can do. She says she can teach anyone to sing.
I wonder what the secret is.
I don't know. Let's find out. Mary King, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How did you learn singing to begin with? Who taught you?
Well, I went to the Guildhall School of Music in London, so I had a number of teachers there, and as a professional singer, of course, you move around a little bit, so you take advice from wherever you can get it. It's a long road to being a professional singer.
Sure. So, Mary, for those of us who aren't professional singers, can we all sing?
Absolutely. I think human beings sang before they spoke, before they used language.
Really?
So I think it's a very primal thing. You might have to learn for a little bit of time before you can sing beautifully in tune, but I think most people can sing, yeah.
Right. So I fancy myself, but no one else fancies me.
No, you're not bad.
That's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. I agree with you. So why is it that people want to knock you when you sing?
I don't know. I think it's a very vulnerable-making thing, you know, because the voice is inside you. It makes you feel very vulnerable when you do it if you're not certain whether you do it well. But, of course, if you sing with a large group of people, then you can gain confidence, you know. So there's great solidarity in singing together, I think.
Okay. So where would most people go wrong? People have sort of grown up with this idea that they can't sing or they've been told they can't sing. What are the steps for them to sort of start to overcome that fear? If you like, and start to develop their singing voice?
Well, I think one of the things you should do and can do, and certainly now in Britain, there are many, many choirs that you can join, and some of them are unauditioned choirs. In other words, they're for people who are new to singing or returning to singing. I think a great deal of damage is done to people who are told as children that they can't sing and they've got to sit in the back row and all that kind of thing and open their mouths and say. I think that's psychologically very damaging, and I think you've got to break through that and allow yourself to give yourself permission to, you know, to have a go. And probably that's best done in a group of people, so you gather support around you a little bit.
Sure. Well, you ask someone to ring through that has been told they can't sing, but no one's done so. So if I sang to you, would you be able to say what you would do in order to improve my singing?
Well, yes and no, because basically, if you're not in front of me as a physical entity,
right.
I can anybody can say that's in tune, out of tune, that's a great sound, that's not a great sound, but to correct it, it's more about looking at the whole person, because your posture, your physicality can impact a lot on how you sing. So fixing things is actually, I think, best done one-to-one in real time.
Mary, we've got Karen, who's anxious to become a superstar, I'm sure. Can we we'll put Karen on. You can have a listen to what Karen can do, and then we'll get some comments. Hello, Karen, you're very brave.
Good morning. All right, American Pie.
Okay, away you go.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die.
Well, that's not bad.
No, that's good.
That's not bad.
What do you think, Mary?
A bit low, start a little bit higher, and you wouldn't run out of your voice at the other end.
Oh, okay. So that's
right.
A good tip.
Yes. I've often found that myself when mucking around singing, Mary, that you've got to get the right pitch for you. Is that correct?
So each person has a kind of vocal identity, if you like. That's one of the things that makes it so fascinating for people who work with voice all the time. Mm. But what you're trying to do with each person individually, if you work with them one-to-one, is find out what their voice is like, you know, what their vocal identity is. It's like a DNA print, you know.
Now, you're being a singer and of some note, and you obviously trained some people, which is terrific. What did you think of Adele when she started and then she said, no, it's not right, I'm going to have to start again, I got the wrong pitch?
I think...
Come on, out you come, Mary, say it.
I think it's fine to start again.
Right.
You know, it's fine to start again. Why, if you're riding the horse in the wrong direction, get off the horse and start again in the right direction. I think that's completely fine.
Who's got the best voice you've heard, Mary?
Oh, now you're asking me. I don't know. It just depends on the pieces of music they're singing. So it's a very complicated thing. I can't give you a glib
answer.
Among
your favourites, though?
Adina, no, her name is not Adina. It's Shaggy Muratova. She's the best soprano I've heard in a long time. So
right,
there you go.
Okay.
Shaggy Muratova. Shaggy Muratova.
Right. Here's a little bit of Steve. Just have a listen to a little bit. Just a little bit. Go on, Millsy.
Oklahoma is the place that I would like to be, of the people I know.
That kind of thing. Is that no good?
A very characterful, I'd say.
Very colourful. That's Millsy to a T.
So this is happening next Saturday. So people enrol for the day and then there's a
people
concert.
People enrol for the day and they come at 10:30 and they enrol for the day and then I work with them between 11 and 6 or so. We'll be in the Edith, which is the gorgeous Spiegel tent in the middle of Whopper.
Yeah.
And we'll learn a whole bunch of things, some of them popular that people will know, and so they feel confident because they know them, but one or two things that they might not know so well. And then at 7:30, we'll give a performance to, you know, family and friends to show people what we've been doing.
Well done. Good I think stuff. It's true. There's a lot of people that want to sing, so hopefully this will be an opportunity for them next Saturday. Would you like to sing for us before you go, Mary?
I would not because it's too early for me. Mm. I am British and 8:30 in the morning doesn't happen singing
for
me.
Fair enough, Mary. Mary, good luck. Home of Hugh Jackman is Whopper, so you'll be in good company around there. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Mary. Well done.
Thank you very much.